Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about good news for folks in your area thanks to a PennVest loan. What is this all about?
Well, this is a long overdue project that will help provide safe, reliable drinking water to hundreds of residents of northwestern Keating Township, as well as to portions of Foster, Lafayette, Otto, and Bradford Townships in McKean County. It's a project that was recently announced, a $2 million low-interest loan to the newly formed Keating Township Municipal Authority for this very important drinking water project. There's been an issue with drinking water in this area for quite some time, and the newly formed authority will use the funding to design a new drinking water system to serve the communities of Rue, Aiken, Gifford, Cyclone, and Ormsby in McKean County. And their preliminary plans call for the purchase of water from the Bradford City Water Authority by way of a transmission line from the intersection of Big Shanty Road and Droney Road in Lafayette Township. So a very important project. The proposed system will serve approximately 280 households in Keating Township, 81 households in Foster Township, 32 households in Lafayette Township, five in Otto Township, and one in Bradford Township. And the loan is at a low rate of 1%. And again, this is coming from PennVest, which is a state agency which funds sewer, stormwater, and drinking water projects across the Commonwealth.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a thing that is coming up and has been coming up for a while now. This is Real ID. Can you explain to us what this is and what this deadline is all about?
Well, Real ID is basically an enhanced driver's license. It's an enhanced identification that is being required by the federal government, not by the state government. But the federal deadline for enforcement of Real ID is less than 2 weeks away. So it's important to remember that this date is coming. The big impact is if you plan to board an aircraft because the federal government is requiring that you have a Real ID to board an aircraft or to enter a federal building. So you may want to remember that. To help expedite the processing of those who wish to obtain a Real ID, PennDOT is hosting a series of Real ID days on Mondays at several driver's license centers across the Commonwealth, including the Bradford Driver License Center at 68 Chestnut Street in Bradford. These special Real ID events will be held the next three Mondays, April 28th, May 5th, and May 12th, from 8:30 to 4:15, again at the Bradford Driver License Center. PennDOT set up a website that you can look at to make sure you have all the documentation that you need when you arrive at the center, and that's www.penndot.gov/realid.
And we've arrived at that time of year where we talk about everything that has to do with maple production, Maple Producers Week, Maple Festival's coming up. We're honoring folks for their maple production. What is going on here?
Well, I recently had the honor of meeting with Marion Hamilton from Potter County. She is the 24-25 Potter Tioga Maple Producers Alternate Maple Ambassador. I had a great conversation with her about the maple industry and all the products that are produced. We were joined by her dad, Marshall Hamilton, and her grandfather, Larry Hamilton, from Hamilton's Maple Products in northern Potter County. I also had the opportunity to present her with a resolution from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives marking Maple Producers Week, which occurred back in mid-March. And be sure to mark your calendar for another celebration of maple. The Potter Tioga Maple Festival in Cowdersport is coming up on Friday and Saturday, May 2nd and 3rd. There's an opportunity to come out to this great festival and support our maple producers.
And finally, you have outreach hours coming up. When and where?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting outreach hours again on Thursday, May 1st. I'll be at the Emporium Borough Office from 9 to 10 a.m. and then at the Port Allegheny Borough Office from 11 to noon. Or you can certainly always reach out to one of my district offices in Bradford, Cowdersport, or Kane.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.